Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good, thank you. About yourself?
Good. How does it feel to be part of the Under-16 World Team, AFL?
It feels great. It's a great experience, great privilege to be here. Learning about my culture,
okay.
Developing my footy skills, yeah.
So how long have you been playing the game?
This is my fourth year now playing AFL.
Okay. Fourth year. And are you based in Victoria or Queensland?
Yeah, I live in Queensland currently. I moved over 2 years ago from WA.
From WA. And so how often do you play the game?
Well, I train 7 days a week at home, and then I do separate training for footy.
Okay.
2 days a week, then a game on Sundays or Saturdays.
Okay, so you intend to make it a profession. So why did you choose AFL other than the other footy codes?
Other sports? I've pretty much tried nearly every sport. I played cricket, soccer, basketball.
Okay.
I just preferred AFL. I like its physicality. I like everything about the game.
Okay.
Love it.
And
yeah.
You said you mentioned you considered basketball or you played basketball. So why didn't you not opt for basketball, which is a more popular sport in the Philippines? And you can even be considered a national player probably in the future.
Yeah, but I actually got into basketball when I was living in the Philippines. I lived there for 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
And my cousins all play basketball and they were really good.
Yes.
It was a hard decision giving up basketball personally.
Yes.
Because I love that game too, but in Australia, AFL is bigger. Yeah.
So you have to make a choice, huh?
Yeah.
So your mom has no influence on your choice, huh?
No, she's supportive of everything I do. She's great.
Okay. You mentioned that you live in the Philippines for 5 years. So can you relate to us your experience living in the Philippines?
I can't really remember it too
okay.
much. As soon as I was born in Queensland, we pretty much moved over there. And
Oh, but you were introduced to basketball over in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Okay, so more or less. And do you speak a little word of Filipino at all?
I used to speak fluent Tagalog when I moved over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But now you've forgotten then, or you still remember a few Filipino words?
I've pretty much forgotten the whole language itself.
And you haven't been there for a while?
Yeah, I haven't been there for 10 years now, I think. Yeah, 10 years.
Okay. So what's the plan, Kelly, with your young, budding AFL career?
Me personally, a goal of mine is to make it to a proper AFL list, senior list.
Yep.
I want to be the first Filipino player to expose our culture to the game.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Because there's no one yet. There are lots of Filipinos of Filipino backgrounds in other footy codes like NRL, but not AFL. So you'll be the first.
Yeah, I'll be the first Filipino if I make it, yeah.
And is that always in your mind? That you will be the first?
Yeah, that's what I want to be, to expose our culture. I want to be the one to bring the culture to the game.
Yes. And do you have a lot of support from your Filipino friends, Filipino colleagues?
Yeah. My family over there really support me in what I do.
Okay,
they
that's
still reckon I should play basketball, though.
So. Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Kelly, and good luck. I hope
Thank
to
you
see your name in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Kelly, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.